Yo, what's up, Gen Z? Wiley Hot here, your resident self-care guru, dropping truth bombs and life hacks faster than you can scroll through TikTok. Let's be real, fam, life right now feels like one giant dumpster fire. Between exams, jobs, relationships, and the constant pressure to be on 24/7, it's no wonder so many of us are feeling burned out. But here's the tea. Your mental health is not a joke. It's time to level up. Prioritize self-care and create a sanctuary in your own space, your home, where you can actually chill and recharge. Ever felt like your room looks more like a tornado hit it? You know that feeling when you're just exhausted from the day and you desperately want to relax, but your surroundings are screaming chaos? Yeah, me too. And let's be honest, living in a cluttered mess doesn't exactly scream inner peace, does it? Trust me, creating a home space for healing and renewal isn't about becoming some minimalist influencer. It's about curating an environment that genuinely feels good, a place where you can de-stress, unwind, and actually recharge your soul. Here are 5 things you gotta do to transform your crib into a self-care haven. First up, declutter like your life depends on it. We're talking everything from clothes you don't wear anymore to that random collection of rubber ducks from who knows when. Remember, less is more. A clean space equals a clear mind. Think Marie Kondo but with a Gen Z twist. If it doesn't spark joy, toss it. Donate it, sell it, or just chuck it. And for the love of all that's holy, organize your damn desk. Seriously, I know you think that pile of papers is artistic, but it's more likely driving you insane. Next, bring on the calming vibes. Think soft lighting, cozy blankets, and plants, real ones, not those fake plastic things your grandma swore by. Plants are like nature's air purifiers and they just make a space feel more alive, you know? And don't forget about aromatherapy. Essential oils like lavender or chamomile can work wonders for relaxation and sleep. Just imagine. A dimly lit room, the scent of lavender in the air, and your favorite playlist softly playing. Sounds like a spa day at home, right? There, personalize it. This is your space, so make it reflect you. Hang up posters, put out photos, create a mood board, whatever speaks to your soul. Think about things that inspire you, make you laugh, or simply bring you joy. Remember that time you went viral on TikTok for your sick dance moves? Frame screenshot and hang it up. Now, let's talk sound. Music is powerful, fam. Create playlists for different moods, chill vibes for studying, upbeat jams for getting things done, and something soulful for winding down before bed. And if you're feeling extra fancy, invest in some good headphones. You deserve to fully immerse yourself in the music that moves your soul. Finally, establish boundaries. This is crucial, especially if you live with roommates or family members. Communicate your need for quiet time and set aside specific hours for self-care rituals like meditation, reading, or just plain old zoning out. Remember, taking care of yourself isn't selfish, it's essential. Let me give you a real-world example. Imagine Sarah, a stressed-out college student who lives in a tiny dorm room crammed with textbooks and takeout containers. She's constantly feeling overwhelmed and exhausted. But one day, she decides to take a stand. She declutters her space, hangs up some inspiring posters, lights a lavender candle, and sets aside 30 minutes every evening for meditation. Suddenly, her room feels like a sanctuary. She's less stressed, more focused, and even sleeps better. Sarah finally has her own little oasis in the middle of the chaos. So, remember, Gen Z. Creating a home space for healing and renewal isn't about becoming some Pinterest perfect guru. It's about making conscious choices that support your mental well-being. Declutter, personalize, set boundaries, and don't forget those cozy blankets and essential oils. Trust me, your future self will thank you for it. Okay, real talk time. Are you going to keep scrolling, or are you going to actually make a change? Let's get that energy. Tag this episode in your TikTok story, tell me what your self-care rituals are, and let's build a community of Gen Z who prioritize their mental health. Don't forget to follow, rate, and share the podcast. Spread the love, fam.
This podcast is created with the help of advanced AI to deliver thoughtful affirmations and positive messages just for you.